Welcome back to Power Recruit, everybody. My name is Corin, and I will be your Dungeon Master today. I'm going to move away from the script just a little bit because we have somebody new in our group. Neil, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi!
Hey!
Hey, we're so excited for you to be here. Yay!
I'm so excited to play!
And we're very excited that you're playing with us.
Thank you for asking me to come play. I am very excited. This is much of the fun.
Oh, we will have much of the fun.
I know, and we haven't even started yet.
Just let everybody know, Kayla and David have stepped away for a little bit. They had a baby.
Super cute baby. Go congratulate them on Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, mom and baby are doing fine. Dad's doing fine as well. And we wish them luck with a new baby.
We miss them while they're out, but we're so glad that Neil can come and join us and be a part of this crazy stuff that we're doing.
Yeah, I will be in your care.
Yeah, care.
Oh, no. You've already brought Corin's ire.
Well, all right, this is the way it goes.
TPK for everyone.
So, without further ado, let's meet, well, pretty much everyone again. I have three amazing and motivating players with me. They
are... She started on A.
Well, she switched to M.
A.M. motivating. That's... Forget I said amazing.
Okay.
You're not amazing until we get back to A.
Sorrow.
We got demoted.
You got demoted.
I just got here.
To just motivating. Who are you?
My name is Ander, and I am playing Gabriella Glimmerglamour.
I'm Ashlyn, and I am playing Isidore Welkinmov.
I'm Neil, and I will be playing Strieg Kearse.
Who we will meet later.
Yeah.
Last we left off, y'all made it back to Lake Town, got paid.
Yes, we did.
Got a great story for the slobber jockey.
Mm-hmm.
Learned some interesting things about Gabriella's grandmother. Izzy met some interesting people in the Court of Leaves to possibly do some trade with. And Mickey and Irithel decided, well, Irithel decided to go lone wolf, but Mickey wouldn't let her go lone wolf, so he just followed her. So who knows what they're up to.
He is now Irithel's groupie.
Yes, he is a groupie.
Pursuing the greatest revenge story ever.
It's been a few weeks. Things have been fairly calm. And how about we start with Gabriella? What have you been doing the last few weeks?
First thing she did was get in for some repairs, because that was a very exciting trip downriver, but it was not without its costs. The flow of the river was a bit less than we expected, and so there were some rocks and some branches and things, and using the Siren Wake's special powers and being able to move faster than normal to make some quicker time downroad, it was a bit treacherous and we got damaged. So, going to arrange to have some repairs done on the Siren's Wake, and gonna be making the rounds on the taverns to tell of her grand exploits surrounding the Court of Leaves and the slaying of the slobber jockey and the pursuant of it. She has been talking that up lots and lots, trying to promote herself. And of course, the upcoming details to be determined, Glamourfest, which is going to be her festival on Midsummer's Night, because she has entered into a competition with her rival, Egregia, to make a better party.
My party's going to be better than yours.
Yes. The bet is that if Egregia's is better, then Gabriella has to work as a servant under Egregia. And pretty much the same thing for Gabriella if hers is better.
Vice versa.
Yeah. And specifically said that Egregia would have to be scrubbing the hull of the Siren's Wake. And she's a very like highfalutin, snob, aristocratic, very high social class kind of thing. And so this was just like,
She's very white glove, highbrow, does not get her hands dirty.
Has there been a definition set on the term better? Asking for a friend.
The terms were very well negotiated, but we have not gone over them here necessarily.
TBD out of game, but in game, they are very well defined.
I see. Yes, yes. Hey, are we sure we want to meet Strieg here in a bit?
The party's not for like months away.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
We are in early spring.
Yeah, it was early spring a few weeks ago. Spring is here.
We've got a couple months.
Yeah. So yeah, the repairs on the boat, unfortunately, because spring is here, everybody's getting their boats fixed up at the same amount of time.
Yes.
Very busy season. It's going to take about a week and a half to 2 weeks to get it done.
That's understandable. I mean, that gives me time to make my rounds on the taverns and things.
The repairman gives you a quote of 80 gold.
Okay.
He's kind of highballing you a little bit.
Oh, I mean, we've known each other for a long time, haven't we?
Like 2 months.
Oh, of course. I mean,
like a lifetime for some people.
Lifetime.
This is like a really old gnome. Mm-hmm. And he's like barely even looking up at you as he's like painting on another boat.
Turn on the charm, Gabs.
Yes. Well, I'm sure we can work something out. In fact, I think there will be an upcoming performance at the Tiger Trout's Tail tonight that I could get you some nice seats at. If you might be able to knock that down a bit, maybe let's say 60.
He looks at you, sizes you up. Tiger Trout's Tail, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Big persuasion check.
Yes.
Advantage if you give a wink.
There is a time to weaken. There is not a time to weaken.
That's true.
Oh, that was a poor roll. Good thing I've got high bonus. Total of 13.
I'll knock it down to 70 if you get me those seats.
We'll make sure that this is taken care of. Thank you very much.
Deal. And then, like, he hasn't even looked at you. He's just still painting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have things to do. Goodbye.
She gives a gallant bow, turns on her heel, and makes her way down the dock.
A couple days into the repairs, Sheila and Otis approach you and ask for some shore leave. They've decided that they want to go back home for about a month or a month and a half.
Oh.
They've been out for a very long time with you, and they just kind of want to go see the kids.
That's totally fair. I mean, it was a bit of a dramatic trip. There were monsters, and we had a bit of a rough time on the way down, and like you say, it's been a good while, so that makes absolutely fine.
They leave a couple days after that. They told you they will meet you back in Lake Town within about a month and a half, and then they will definitely help you with organizing Glamourfest.
Perfect. Thank you. And if you know anybody who's got fantastic recipes they want to share, or vendors, or any performers, I'm looking for anybody to be able to add to the attractions here. So be sure to, like, pass that around.
Sheila salutes. Aye, aye, boss.
Return the salute. Now you two get out of here. Have fun. She turns around and is like, okay, gotta find some crew.
Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
The week and a half passes and your boat is ready. So you are able to move it from the repair dock to actually, they're putting you in the south dock, which is kind of strange. You're not normally thrown into the south dock. Usually you're on the west or the north. How long did you pay to stay?
She's doing like 3 days at a time or something like that. She's looking for work, looking for the next lead on where to go and what to do. What's notable about south dock? Is this like upscale, low scale?
Most of the boats coming from outside the valley dock at the west side. South dock is the spillway for any boats that come from outside of the valley. East is usually for inter-valley travel. So your boat is kind of one of the biggest ones that isn't a yacht.
Okay. Yeah.
This is also where Drift City boats tend to dock if they ever need to grab something real quick. It's a little strange that you're in South dock, like I said, but is there anything else that you wanted to do?
We got a package from Siva, my recently deceased uncle, William. I had left this with Siva in case anything happened, so we're going to spend some time looking at that. She'd probably go in her cabin. So that's where we find her. She's sitting on her bed and she pulls out the package there.
It's a long tubular case. It's locked, but you recognize the way that your uncle locked things and things mm-hmm. like that. So you're very easily able to get through.
She goes through her key rings and probably finds one. Do I happen to have a key that looks like it might fit?
You actually don't have a key that looks like it fits.
Okay.
So you're probably going to have to tweak it a little bit.
I don't know that I have thieves tools, but I can certainly give it a try with some of the various things I've got on hand here.
I'm going to say that you know most of his tricks. He taught you everything that you knew. And so getting into this thing for you is going to be super easy. It takes like a bobby pin and like a knife, and you're very easily able to figure it out. And you open it up, and it's a very old, worn, tattered piece of parchment. Almost like papyrus feeling.
Yeah.
And you pull it out, and you notice immediately that it's ripped. There's clearly a huge section missing of this. But you open it up, and it looks like it's a map of the valley. However, the valley looks vastly different than what it does today.
How so?
Well, for one thing, the mountains aren't quite as high. The water is flowing a different direction, and there is no Galrog's...
Yeah, the tunnel hasn't been
The tunnel excavated. Hasn't been made yet.
So this is an old map.
Extremely old. We're talking thousands of years old.
Wow. Wow.
In fact, the closer you look, the more things don't make sense. Like, the portion that you see is where, like, Misery and Titanian would be.
Mm-hmm.
However, you see a dot that says COL, which you would know as Court of Leaves. But the Court of Leaves isn't up by Titanian or Misery. It's in the other direction. It's very strange. It also goes to where kind of where Lake Town is. So it's like Misery, Titanian, kind of like the upper part of the map, to where you can see that there is no Galrog's cave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Court of Leaves is not the right place. There's no cities that you recognize. Like, there's a few names of what could be cities, maybe, but you're going to have to get a magnifying glass and really look at this thing.
Sure, yeah. I think that's probably what she would do. She'd spend a lot of time looking at this and trying to decipher it and figure out any details or interesting things about it.
Do an investigation check. And since you have time, mm-hmm. I'm going to say do this with advantage because you can make notes and do things. You're not under a time crunch.
Well, there's a natural 20.
Ooh.
Plus 3 on that for 23.
So you notice in the bottom right-hand corner, very, very, very small, you see what at first looks like just maybe like a pen scratch, like it was a mistake. But the closer you look at it, the more you realize it's a word. And the magnifying glass that you have is not strong enough, so you're going to have to go find a new one.
Okay.
Maybe going to like Izzy's jewelry shop because she has really fine magnifying glasses.
Yeah, I think that's probably a great idea. We cut to there. Izzy, hello?
Sorry, I was in the middle of talking and training the new shop assistant, but what can I help you with?
I've got a map. Look at this. Have you ever seen anything this old?
I mean, I've seen lots of old things, but I'm not familiar with the maps here.
Do you have any magnifying glass? I figure you're a jeweler.
Absolutely. I mean, I usually wear them. You know, I'll have them to do my crafting of jewelry and things with my hands. But yeah, for sure. Come to the back of my workshop.
As we're walking in, kind of looks around the inside of your shop. Do you have any cool things on display right now?
Ooh, yes. The centerpiece right now is a pendant necklace that has a tooth you recognize.
Ah, she kind of looks at this and smiles like, ooh.
It has been carved, and inset in there is a bit of the Camorsi. The Camorsi was the material that could solidify, but it had like a liquid center almost and changes colors.
Yeah, it was the stone where if you heated the outside, the inside would liquefy. So it was kind of like a snow globe thing.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
That is inset inside of this carved tooth. And then there is the metal that's wrapped around it and then leads into the actual chain itself, which has a lot of interlocking links to it. That is the red immaculum.
This looks fantastic, Izzy.
Thank you. This is actually my sketch come to life, actually. I was started working on it back on Siren's Wake when we were on our way back to Lake Town. So I stayed up multiple nights to get it done, but I actually just put the finishing touches on it this morning, and I think it's pretty dang good.
You've already gotten like 10 compliments from customers about it.
Thank you. It is the highest priced item here.
Oh, certainly. I imagine it's under some like thick glass or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's been and warded.
And I asked Jaden to put an alarm spell on it.
Yeah.
There's like 12 alarm spells. It's covered in
string. Jaden, you went overboard on the alarm spells again.
It's just covered in string.
my newest shop assistant, this is Basil.
Oh, hello. My name is Gabriella Glimmer.
Hi. I'm Basil.
It's a pleasure to meet your acquaintance.
Nice to meet you too.
So Basil is a badger gnome firkin mix. He is mid-teens. This is basically like his first job. It's kind of
super nervous.
It's kind of timid, but this is also like his first week on the job. So he's kind of getting a hang of everything. And so Izzy's been trying to train him in order to help Jaden out in the shop, because Roz technically isn't an employee. She's just hanging out. And because the shop's been getting more business, I felt like it was beneficial for Jaden to have someone to help him out. Not against Roz, but I don't expect Roz to stay there permanently for free.
Yeah, in fact, Roz, unfortunately, because they have gotten so busy recently, they really did need that new person, because Roz has been in charge of the commission board.
And Roz isn't good with commissions.
She's getting better, but unfortunately, Jaden has had to do the front while Izzy makes the jewelry. They're training a new guy, so Roz was unfortunately stuck with the commission board, so she's kind of upstairs.
I'm honestly surprised Roz is still here, actually. I thought we'd have chased her away by now.
Nope, she seems to still be here. In fact, you hear some stomping and like, why isn't this working? From upstairs, and something clatters against the floor and...
Looks up at that. Oh.
Hear really loud scribbling and writing.
Yeah, that's Roz. All right, come back to my workshop. We'll get those magnifying glasses for you.
Perfect. Thank you.
I show you a pair of... They look like really weird glasses. Like, they actually have like multiple lengths of lenses to help with the magnifying. But they do rest like on your nose, and like you can actually adjust the lenses so you can increase or decrease your magnification.
So is it like telescopic, or are they like multiple lenses that like pivot up and down on the...
I would say more of like the pivot, but you can also kind of telescopically move them back and forth. So you get like both, the best of both worlds, honestly.
It's basically an optometrist, giant right. machine, but just glasses form.
Yeah, I'm going to say Jaden made this because that sounds cool.
Yeah.
So it basically lets you be able to magnify however you need to.
That's fantastic. Wow. These look amazing.
They're super helpful.
We get a table there and spread out the map.
Oh, I have to like clear off all of this like discarded metals and pieces of raw stone that have yet to be polished. And I am so sorry. I don't normally have people at my desk except for me. Let me just clear this off for you.
You also see a line of rings, like just the bands that look newly made, and they're literally just waiting for Izzy to put like insets and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
So it's just a line of different sizes. And
mm-hmm.
It says commission rings.
There's a lot like that. Not just rings, but like bracelets, chains for necklaces, earrings. Those are your basic of your basics. You always have those on hand.
Looks like you got a lot of stuff going on here. Has business been pretty good?
Yeah, I mean, it's only been 3 weeks, but there's been a lot happening. I don't know what that lady was talking about, but apparently putting a gold piece on the top of the door actually did bring my business some luck.
Oh.
Or maybe the accountant really did spread the word. I don't know.
Probably a bit of column A, column B. I know I've been sharing it around any chance I can.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Just about any performance I do of the slaying of the slobber jockey, we throw a little tagline in there. When we mention Izzy, is like, oh, and be sure to stop. Our very own... Isabella Velkinmov.
It's Izidore.
Jaden walks in. So that's why that gaggle of kids was asking about Isabella the slobber jockey slayer. And he walks by with a box.
Oh. Gabrielle is there, just like caught there with her like arm up. Like, okay, well, that... I'll make sure that gets in the right one next time. But I've been sending them to the right place.
It's okay.
You put the glasses on and you're changing everything to try and read it. And you're literally on the second to last like setting. Izzy's been helping you trying to like figure out how to work the thing. And it's very, very, very small. And it says falafel.
Falafel.
But in like ye old, what did we decide that Latin was?
Gnomish.
Yeah.
Ye old gnomish letters.
Mm-hmm. She kind of pats her pockets a little bit. I think I remember my uncle talking about falafel, and pulls out a very old looking journal and kind of thumbs through it a bit. Think of Indiana Jones, his like journal that's got all these various descriptions and things.
And diagrams and words. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
all kinds of various things on that. Of course, and it has lots of lists of like routes and items and kind of tracking what has been done. There is an old legend that there was a great sorcerer cook who had a magnificent item. He could turn any substance, whether it was edible or not, into one of the greatest creations around, a falafel. He called it the Falafeler's Stone.
Oh, no.
Can I get nominate Ander for a power token?
You may.
I'll second that nomination. That was...
There you go. Ander and I have been sitting on that one for a while.
What a wind up and a left hook.
Amazing.
This is what I signed up for?
Yes.
Oh boy, here we go.
You're gonna love it.
Puns coming. Of course, I know that you love puns.
Well, this is true. You're not incorrect.
Puns are welcome.
I think all the power tokens we've given out so far have literally been for puns.
Pretty much.
Except for like two.
Yeah. It's true.
The falafel. One more time?
The Falafeler's Stone.
Falafeler's Stone.
So if you haven't had falafel, it's like ground up chickpeas and with spices and things like that and then fried. And they're pretty good. But his are legendary among the gourmands.
And legend has it that there is a spell created by this Falafeler's Stone person.
The Falafeler himself.
The Falafeler himself. That he created a spell that would create the perfect falafel.
The immortal falafel?
The immortal falafel. Falafel. Yes, okay.
The impossible falafel?
This is a legendary artifact, and we have a map to it, maybe?
It looks cool. I haven't heard of a myth about a falafeler's whateverness, but are you thinking maybe for your party?
This is why we're friends, Izzy.
Oh, I'm glad we're friends and not just co-workers.
Oh, come on, I'm here all the time.
Oh, that's true. I thought it was just because you wanted to, I don't know, spread your fame and make your face known to everyone and not just because, you liked my presence.
But, Izzy, you're fantastic. And okay. I count you among one of my closest friends.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. You have a map to a falafeler's? Oh my, now that's out of
falafeler's.
Character.
See?
Falafeler.
I had to practice it a handful of times. Yeah.
Okay. This Falafeler's Stone sounds pretty fantastic. And I think it would make you a shoo-in to win your bet against Egregia.
Absolutely.
Now that you're thinking about Falafeler's Stone, you have a portion of the map that takes you to Tanyan, which is known for mining. So you take a look in that area, and you see a very tiny star in one of the little locations that's fairly close to Titanian.
I didn't know, but you see, this is the spot.
This is the place. Nothing else on this map is a star. Like, this is very clearly some sort of marker. It's also in a different color.
And so she points it out and like, look at this. Look at this. Takes off the glasses and hands them to you.
Oh, yeah, there is something there. Titanian?
I brought down some supplies from Titanian.
I haven't been there, but I have a friend who's there. She actually has a business up there, or at least she's starting a business. That's kind of a coincidence.
Well, I've got a little bit of free time on my hands. You want to go for another adventure?
Yeah, actually, that's a perfect timing, because you just reminded me that I got a letter from my friend just yesterday, and I was actually going to come talk to you about it. And Izzy's going to pull out a piece of parchment, like her apron pocket or something. She'll hand it to you to read. Do you want me to go ahead and read the letter?
I can, or you can, whichever.
I'll let you do it.
Okay. You see a letter, and I'm going to read it in your friend's voice.
Yes, please do.
Hi, Izzy. I am so sorry. I haven't been able to visit your new store yet. Been super busy up here in Titanian trying to secure the rights to a new mining operation. You'll never guess what we found about 3 miles away from the river. Well, we can't even guess what we found inside. It's some sort of metal-y thing, but it's also like powdery? We have no idea what it is, but one of my geologists tinkered around with it and found out that if you use the right combination of different stuff, it turns into this really cool metal. I think you'll definitely want to come check this out. You could maybe make some jewelry out of it? Okay, I know that got your attention. You've loved cool metal since we were children.
Izzy nods her head in the background.
But I have a confession. I have an ulterior motive writing you this letter. I'm having huge trouble securing the rights to this area. I know it's a big ask, and I totally understand if you say no, since I haven't even come to visit you yet. But would it be possible for you to come up here? The more I push for the rights, the more I feel like I'm being watched. I know it sounds crazy, and I'm probably just super paranoid, but you've always been super strong and never let the bullies push us around. Could I ask you to do the same thing for me one last time? Pretty please? I'll pay you 3,000 in gold, plus 5% rights to the mining operation to protect me and my partner until the rights are secured. It should take about 3 weeks max. You can bring anyone along. I'm just worried that something shady might be happening under my nose, and I'm starting to get concerned for our well-being. If you can't come up, I totally understand, but could you forward this to someone you may know who you may think would be good at this? I really don't know that many people who aren't miners, geologists, or business-y people. Thank you, and once everything is squared away here, I'm definitely coming down to Lake Town to take you to breakfast, lunch, and dinner to make up for the years we haven't seen each other. And it's signed Frida Ironbraid.
Well, looks like your friends just got a real opportunity here for you.
Yeah, I'm actually still kind of processing it, but you already had plans to go to Titanen. I mean, well,
I do now.
I was actually going to ask you if you had any reason to go up there and see if I could get some passage there, and also to see if maybe you wanted to help out with Frida's request for some backup.
Yeah, I'm not big on the muscly type, but like, I can provide some support.
No, that's
certainly.
Okay. I feel like it's always better to not do things solo. And I don't know, maybe, I mean, I haven't heard from Irithel or Mickey, but do you know anyone else, maybe? What about Sheila and Otis?
Actually, they're on shore leave for a bit, for about a month. They, you know, got to take care of family and things like that. You know how it is.
Do you know anyone else, maybe?
I think I know some people who might be interested, or at least know where we can look. And in fact, they've got a fantastic radish stew.
I would definitely be interested in trying that. Maybe tonight?
That sounds great. I've got a couple things I need to wrap up around here.
I have to finish training Basil.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, Basil, hey, welcome to the workshop part. Is everything okay in the storefront?
Yeah, Jaden looks like he's doing okay. Did you want me to go out there?
Yeah, please help Jaden.
Okay, I'll do that.
You're doing great, Basil.
Thank you.
Remember what I taught you about the register?
Don't press the zero unless there's an actual zero after another number.
Yep, very good. I definitely didn't say that.
Nice to meet you. Bye.
It was probably Ross who told him.
Someone made a mistake and put a zero before a one.
It was probably Izzy who did it.
Yes.
And that's why she doesn't know, because she doesn't handle the register. She just handles the jewelry making and then like, oh yeah, that's totally worth this much money, and has someone else ring them up.
So yeah, you guys make plans to meet later tonight. The place that you know is called the Seedy Tavern.
Yeah, it's got like little seeds around the sign on it.
Yep,
I love it.
Do you want me to pick you up here, or do you want to meet there?
I can meet you there. I can figure out where it is. I have things to do at the shop, obviously, but...
How about 7:30?
Yep, that sounds great.
Fantastic. We'll see you there.
Yep, see you, Gabby.
She waves as she walks out the door.
Basil waves at you tentatively, not sure if you're supposed to wave as part of the job.
She nods and smiles and gives you a thumbs up and gives a bit of a wink. You got this.
Let's stay with Izzy for just a little bit. Izzy, what have you done in the last couple weeks?
Oh, well, hired a shop assistant. Also made my cool statement piece with the Rinmaculum and Comorsi. But on top of that, I've also established the contract with Siva at Planar Imports so that we can start getting more of the Rinmaculum and Comorsi into our regular supply. So we've worked those details out and have that ironed out. It's great.
Yeah, and Siva had been looking for another contact in Lake Town because he's been trying to expand a little bit outside of the Court of Leaves. And since you have access to somebody who can easily get into the Court of Leaves, that seemed like a very good way to go. And so Siva was very amenable to the terms and agreements and kind of sort of in your favor a little bit.
I got a little bit of a discount.
Yep. So if you order anything from Siva, you get a 5 to 10% discount depending on what it is.
Are we actually going to be tracking that in the game?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We have not discussed anything about what kind of revenue my shop is making. So at this point, I'm just like imagining any money it's making is just going back into the shop.
That's generally what happens when you first open a business. But yeah, so just put 5 to 10% for Siva. And then depending on what you order from them, you will get that discount. And in the contract that you guys signed, a non-fey contract, mind you, you outlined what would be considered under the 5%, will be considered under the 10%.
Gotcha.
We're just not going to do it over air because I haven't made stuff yet.
Right. We'll assume in game it's all laid out. Out of game, we'll figure it out as it comes up. Okay, so yeah, we did that. But Izzy also talked to Jaden about possibly expanding the shop inventory a bit. I keep hearing from people that they really like a little bit of something from the valley and something new, something that is unique to myself or maybe unique to Jaden in his case. And so I approached him about maybe learning to enchant some of the jewelry because he does seem to have an interest in learning more magic. He did create Izzy's bracers and keeps casting an alarm spell a lot. It seems to be the only spell he uses his spell slots for. Cora nodding her head emphatically.
In fact, I wonder if you can even use that as a ritual. I don't have that in front of me right now, so who knows?
I can guarantee it is.
Is it?
It is a ritual, yes.
Yeah. Oh. All I just know is that it requires string.
You need 10 minutes to set it up as a ritual, but it can be done.
Never mind, then he does probably ritual cast it all the time.
You guys go through a lot of string. His string budget is very high.
Also during this time, after I'd actually first mentioned that to him, Izzy was already thinking about what she wanted to use for her favor from the accountant. And so actually on an afternoon when the shop was closed because we needed to take a break, let Jaden get some relaxation time and Roz wanted to play tourist, more power to her, Izzy decided to pay a visit to the accountant and ask for that favor.
So really quick, I'm going to need you to make a persuasion check with Jaden. Because you notice when you came back, Jaden was a little awkward. He was kind of sidestepping you a little bit, just apologizing for really random things, and he looked nervous.
Jaden, what's wrong? Are you okay? And this is just straight?
It's a straight persuasion.
Oh, please don't roll low. 12.
When you asked Jaden, he said, I'm just starting and I'm only doing it on my off hours when we're not doing the shop. If I had help, maybe, but I don't know if there's anybody here who would be able to help.
I honestly think that we need to get a shop assistant anyways.
Absolutely.
I don't expect you to run the shop by yourself, and I don't expect...
Here's 10 applications.
Oh, okay. You've really been thinking about this. Well, good. But I know you enjoy magic. It seems to be something that makes you happy, and I want you to be able to pursue those things. And you want to use the jewelry as a practice? I am more than okay with that. And even if they don't turn out, then hey, they'll be cool for party tricks or something, and we can sell them at a discount and still make some money off of them. So don't worry about that part.
Okay. He looks a little skeptical, but not necessarily opposed.
Just think about it, and you don't have to answer right away. It's just an option, and I think it would help to set the shop apart and get really special to the people here in the valley, not just Lake Town. Just think about it. No matter what you decide, even if you decide not to, it does not make me like you any less.
I'm doing a roll. His face goes red a little bit, and he wipes his hands on his pants and says, about that,
yeah, what is it?
I may have said something before you left.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Does the customer walk in at this point?
No.
Oh, okay, we're having this conversation for real.
there's this awkward pause. You didn't hear?
Hear what?
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. If I had somebody to teach me, I would be more open.
Okay, I'll see what we can do.
Great. I have some more rings to, and he's like wiping.
Take stock on?
To take stock on and to smelt for you.
Okay, I mean, I know you don't really like the smelting part, but if you want to do that, go ahead.
We have so many rings on back order. And he's just like super nervous and just, you know, something's bothering him. But yeah, we'll talk later.
Okay, don't overwork yourself. If you need a nap or something, take a nap, please.
I won't. And so now we speed up to the accountant.
Oh my gosh, out of game. That one moment.
So dear listeners, Ashlyn actually did not hear what Jaden had said when she was leaving. So that means Izzy didn't hear it either.
I only heard it when I was listening back to the episode.
Womp womp.
Yeah, a few days later, she's like, what? Oh my gosh, how did I not hear this? And she was freaking out. And I'm like, well, that's your problem.
So Izzy definitely did not hear.
Yep. So now you're standing outside the accountant's office. And before you even knock, the door opens and you see Jobias standing there.
Hey, Isabella?
It's Isidore. You've been talking to Gabriella, haven't you?
I haven't seen her in a few days, but yeah.
Don't worry, Jobias. You can just call me Izzy. It's fine.
Are you here to deliver or grab a package?
I'm actually here to talk to the accountant. She said something about a favor that was part of the last thing I did for her.
Ah, yes. Come on.
I hope she's not busy.
Not for favors.
And so he lets you in and you see the accountant sitting there in her chair. Isidore, you're here to claim a favor?
Yes. So the favor from acquiring the WPX package with...
Duska.
Duska, thank you. I was like, Sylvie? No.
No, that's your character.
See, Little Tomb of Horrors.
Yes. The crate with Seska, you said that you would owe us one favor, and I was coming to see if you could possibly cash in on that favor.
Of equal to or lesser value?
Yes, obviously. I don't want to ask for more than what that favor would be worth. I'm actually looking for someone who could be a magic tutor for my friend who works in the shop with me. He manages the store and helps me out with a lot of things.
What school?
I actually don't. I think enchantment, maybe? I'm not entirely familiar with which one he prefers. He's just starting out. I think he's just more interested in magic in general.
Does he have innate abilities?
I think he does.
Did he show it from a young age? Did he suddenly cast a fire spell and the house burnt down? Or a lightning spark and somebody lost their eyebrows?
No. No, none of that.
So definitely needs tutelage. Not discipline tutelage.
No. He definitely has learned the magic from the books he's read and from things that he's practiced on his own.
Self-taught?
Yes. He's very studious. He's very intelligent. And he just seems to take to magic like a duck to water.
She leans back.
Izzy will also continue. Also just hoping that there will be someone who can kind of be a friend for him. He went through a lot last year, and I think learning magic is a good distraction and a healthy thing to overcome that trauma for him. But I really think he could do with someone who could help him with that, and I just don't have that ability.
Tutor, I can help with. Paying for a friend? Not so much.
Let me rephrase. I don't need someone to be a friend for him. I need someone who will help him to learn more magic so that he can use that as his backbone to help with his trauma.
What spell does he use the most?
Ironically, the alarm spell.
Ah, that points me in the right direction.
Yeah, that's probably a result of his trauma.
She stands up, goes to one of the cupboards on the side, opens up the double doors, flips through a few binders, grabs one, opens it up and she scribbles a few things down, hands you pieces of paper, and says, try these three. One of them is a former professor of abjuration. One of them is a friend of a friend who is very good with enchantments and illusions. And the third one is more general.
Okay.
You can interview these and I can give you a letter of recommendation.
That would be fantastic. Thank you. This is wonderful. Thank you. I had no idea where to start and I really didn't want to... I'll be honest, I kind of want to do more adventuring and sometimes that will take me out of the town and makes me worried about Jaden being left behind because of aforementioned trauma and I don't necessarily want to endanger him by bringing him on these missions. And so if he has something to occupy him and help to pique his interest, then maybe that will make the separation a little bit easier on him.
Understood. Can I have the piece of paper back for a moment?
Yes.
She writes another name down and hands it to you. That's a therapist. They live in Vasilisa and they deal with trauma, specifically cults, things like that.
Oh, you know about what happened.
Of course. I must know everything around the area.
Okay. Good to know.
I know about the people within these mountain ranges. It is my job.
Do you know everything about me?
Let me rephrase. I know what comes in and out of this valley and who it's for and who it's from.
Okay.
However, I also need to vet. I will ship almost anything. However, I still need to vet my people. You were vetted well before I even contacted you for your mission.
Izzy in the back of her mind is just like, does she know who my parents are that I don't even know about? Like, that would be some crazy sleuthing.
She goes back to her desk, opens up another drawer, and pulls out four letters of recommendations that are already written.
I was fully expecting her to pull out. And here is your pedigree.
Yeah, and here is your pedigree. She hands you four letter of recommendations.
Oh, wow.
And on the bottom, it says payment to be discussed with the accountant. She tells you, you know, you're going to know how many sessions, depending on who you choose, and if you want to do all three of them, you decide what you want, and she will work out how many sessions and things like that.
Cool.
She'll do the logistics, because she is logistics. She is WPX.
Yes. So I would have brought all of this information home for Jaden and said, I know you haven't given an answer yet, but here's options for you, and we don't have to pay for them. Okay. Good night.
Okay. And then a few days later, Gabriella came in asking for the magnifying glasses. So we're back into current time. And Gabriella, you said you had a few things you wanted to do?
Interestingly enough, it was also going by the accountant for a favor.
Hey!
Oh,
hey.
She goes by and she has done other miscellaneous errands on the way and such, and of course has found food and stopped by a tavern and was talking things up and, you know, a number of things, but does eventually make her way to the accountant's office.
Okay. And at this point, it's late afternoon.
She knocks.
Jobias answers the door.
Aw, Gabriella?
Jobias.
Nice to see you again.
Yes, it's wonderful. It's so good to see you. Yes. It is spring. Yes, you are very alerted. I'm sorry. I need to see the accountant. Is she in?
For package or delivery?
No, I don't think I have anything right now, but I do need to cash in my favor.
He looks back.
She'll see you in about 30 seconds. Go ahead, take a seat.
Okay.
He lets you in, and you hear some banging in one of the rooms that you can't see, and then you hear a couple things fall.
Madam Accountant, are you okay?
Yep. Give me just a second.
Stands up and is kind of looking concerned.
About 30 seconds later, she comes in rubbing her forehead. Ow. Old textbooks. Ugh. They're a pain and they were worth nothing. How may I help you?
Are you sure that you're okay?
I'm fine. It was just a book. How may I help you? You hear a couple more things fall behind her. She puts on the I'm very upset, but I'm smiling face.
We can go in and take care of those.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
I made a most interesting discovery that you might be interested in.
Oh?
She pulls out the map that she's got here. Uncle William left me something. Do you have a table or something?
I have my desk.
Let me step over there and pull it out and show it up. I think this is a map to the Falafeler's Stone.
She's going to make a roll. That's so unfortunate.
Oh,
no.
She looks at it, and the very first question she asks is, how do you know it's legit?
I don't, and that's kind of why I was coming to you, to see if you might be able to give any information on that.
This legend doesn't have very many people trying to fake a map.
It is a little niche.
It is very niche. However, those niche searchers are very good at making fakes.
But he left it with Siva and told him that if anything were to happen, to make sure that I got it.
Siva...
Oh, sorry. One of our associates and friends in the Court of Leaves.
Ah, yes. I don't know very many people there. If it is legit, what would you want from me?
I was actually here to ask about my favor for a different thing, but as I walked in, I was like, oh, maybe you know something about it, or might be able to point me in the direction of somebody who does.
You can tell that she wants to believe this is legit, because... this is one of those legends. It's super niche, but you know she loves niche things.
Yeah, yeah.
She could go down in history as the accountant who found the Falafeler's Stone.
It's true. You do know this just from your uncle. She loves a good adventuring story, but she also loves a good artifact.
Yeah.
And if it's legit, you know she will pay you good money after you go find the stone.
Mm-hmm. And looking around her office here, I can probably see a couple artifacts or something like that.
Yeah. You know that she's not necessarily interested in the stone itself or any of the like magical items or things. She really enjoys the how they got there kind of a thing. Okay. So maps. She's very into maps. Very into like scrolls. Mm-hmm. So things like that. You see that she really wants to believe that this is true, but she's a little skeptical. This is not the first one I've seen, and I will say first glance looks better than some of the ones I have seen, but the others were very good too.
Mm-hmm.
So I very much hope that this is real.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do some asking around to see what I can see. But in regards to my favor, you might have heard through the grapevine, I'm sure that you're very knowledgeable on a number of things.
Your Glimmer Fest is right.
Glamour Fest is what we're going with for right now.
I hear it's Midsummer.
Midsummer Eve. Looking for attractions and things like that. But the biggest thing that I need is a place. I need a venue.
Mm.
And that costs a bit.
And it's a little late to be looking for a venue, unfortunately.
So this is where I kind of need your pull here. Looking for something that's got enough space for booths, for stages.
How many people?
As many people as we can get. I'm trying to pull people from all around the valley.
Are we looking local? Are we looking remote? Are we looking middle of the valley?
I was thinking probably in Shore Town, maybe on the outskirts, because there's not a lot of real estate here in Lake Town. And I don't think it's really Vasilisa's deal. They're a little bit too orderly.
Not even my pool could get Vasilisa to host something like that.
This will be chaos incarnate.
They will not like that at all.
The people of Vasilisa look down upon chaos. No wonder Gabriella left.
Yeah. It's only because their homes are so tall. They sit at the top and look down at it.
Short Town is doable. You're going to be running up against the cooking festival, the water sports festival, the ooze festival. I don't know if they're going to do it this year. It's getting a little weird.
Yeah. I mean, last year was kind of rough.
Yeah, we lost a couple good people on that one. So let me take a look. Let me see what I can find. How much time I put towards it will also go to cost.
Yeah.
And I'll find something that will take up the rest of the cost, and I can tell you anything above that.
Yeah. Any recommendations you've got, I will gladly take. You're definitely on the organizer side. You're a logistics master.
Yes, I am. She touches her nose. You're getting good at that. Let me see. Ooh, I gotta go to that festival too. I gotta make an appearance. Okay, whatever. I have a couple ideas and a couple good locations. They may not be prime locations, but they will be easily accessible. Give me about a week.
Perfect. Thank you.
Anything else?
I think that's it. Unless you can point me towards somebody who might be able to verify or give some credence to like the age of the document for the map here, or...
You might be able to give it to Gavers. But he hasn't been in town recently.
That's not somebody that I have met yet.
Horton Gavers.
Who is Horton?
I'm doing my best to resist a Horton here's a what joke.
There you go. So Horton Gavers is a cartographer. He's very good at verifying. He is probably better than the accountant with specific types of maps. However, Horton is a cartographer and tends to go cartographing.
Oh, out exploring to map things out. Okay.
Gavers, probably your best bet. Otherwise, you might want to leave with me. There's somebody up in Titanian who might be able to help, but it's way out yonder.
Actually, do you remember Izzy?
Yes, I just spoke with her about a week or so ago.
I was just over there today, and she helped me kind of see. There's some very fine details here, and kind of point them out and describe what had happened and what we saw.
She's going to make another roll as you're pointing these things out.
It points us to Titanian.
She scans over certain things and goes, if you're heading towards Titanian, definitely going to want to go talk to
Oscar.
Vogenmeyer.
I like Vogenmeyer.
Mm-hmm. Vogenmeyer's real good.
You're going to want to go talk to Vogenmeyer. Oscar Vogenmeyer. Well, Oscar runs the salt mine up there. It's still kind of weird that they have salt up there. It just kind of weirds me out. But
yeah. One of the mysteries of the valley.
Very much so. Yeah, Oscar runs one of the salt mines, the, what was it called? The South Yellow Mine. They have a few mines in the south and they color-coded them. Oscar might be the best, especially if it's talking about the history of Titanian. That's my least knowledgeable area.
That's very helpful, thank you. We'll be sure to look him up when we're up there. Do you happen to have any business that you need to do? Well, since we're making our way up there, I can... Yeah, I'm sure there'll be room on the Siren's Wake if you need me to take anything up that way.
Roll a d8. On a 7 or 8, she does.
Cool. It's a 1.
No.
No. The last shipment that I had up there just came in a few days ago. I don't have any more going out or coming back for another... If you come back in a few days, maybe. But if something comes by, I'll let you know.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else?
That's it.
Awesome.
And make our way out.
The sun is set. The camera pans onto a tavern called Seedy Tavern. Inside the Seedy Tavern, you hear raucous laughter, a few things being thrown around, and maybe a fight or two? But the fights break up very quickly, and eventually the laughter resumes. And as we zoom in through the window, we see four people sitting around a table enjoying a pint of ale. An Aarakocra, a Firkin, a gnome, and a dwarf. Neil, please tell us what Streeg looks like.
Yeah, Streeg is the dwarf sitting there at the table. Surprisingly broad shoulders and thicker than your average arm width. A dwarf built much like a brick house. Simple but sturdy canvas pants and something like a canvas type shirt that may or may not have sleeves, or one sleeve is torn off. Could be it was torn off in a fight. Could be he tore it off because it was uncomfortable. It's unclear.
Sleeves are stupid.
Sleeves are stupid. He has probably just past his shoulder length hair, dark, curly and ratty, almost like he hasn't necessarily cleaned it in a near past. Currently pulled back into some poor resemblance of a ponytail that's more of just a rat's nest of a poof. Beard in a similar fashion covering his face, and at his belt he has a very small, very light coin pouch and two drinking gourds. And as a point of interest, he has no boots, but he does have wraps on his feet. And Streeg takes a big gulp of his pint and slams it down.
I tell you, that's the worst house we've ever been in. Who in their right mind puts 8 flights of stairs in a 2-story building?
I have no idea, but boy howdy, do we absolutely need to celebrate. Can you believe we took that life-size statue of a firkin made of mostly gold? I hear the ears are not gold, but can you believe we took that down 8 flights of stairs without dropping it once?
I mean, it's only because we couldn't find the door the first flight of stairs.
That's very fair, the Aarakocra says. You know, if we would have gone left, we would have found the door. But no, Dorena over here decided to, quote unquote, find a shortcut. Hey, leave me out of this. I knew where I was going. You're the one who thought we should go that way. The two start bickering, and the gnome who was speaking with you earlier kind of nudges you. What are you going to be doing with your 500?
Oh, you know, putting it away, sending it back home, you know. Folk that need it a little bit more than I do.
Hmm. What folk? Got family? Got children?
No kids of my own. That's a little much. Have you seen kids? They're small and messy and they smell and they're always sticky and bleh.
So, like Lorena over there. Hey!
I wasn't going to say anything, but then he...
All four of them laugh.
He grabs the gnome's tankard and takes a drink from it.
Is it actually juice?
If it's non-alcoholic, Streak is going to hesitate for a moment and then begrudgingly swallow the apple juice.
Orator, who is the gnome, snickers. I gotcha. I knew it. You always take a sip of my drink.
You're always sitting close to me. What do you want?
What can I say? You're my friend. I try to sit close to you.
That's fair. I can't be mad at that.
An empty beer stein flies past your head. A couple people hoist the person who threw it and fling them out of the tavern. And as this person gets flung in, you see a fawn and a blue-skinned woman walk in.
Are they regulars?
They are not.
Izzy turns to Gabriella. Are you sure this is the kind of place we need to be in? They just threw that person out.
He probably deserved it.
Oh, okay.
But I've heard great things about the stew here. I'm sure it's great.
Oh, like people just throw their drinks at each other all the time and throw punches?
Yeah, part of the ambience.
Hey, are you Glimmer Glamour?
Hey!
I saw you the other day.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Yes.
Here, let me get you a drink. Let me get you a drink.
Oh, thank you. And this here is... I almost said Isabella.
Just call me Izzy.
This is Izzy.
Keep playing your cards right. Maybe Isabella will become a stage name.
hey.
Oh, I'll become your stage assistant.
Is the blue lady, is she there with this lobber jockey?
Exactly, you know it.
Yeah.
Hi.
Very important.
I'll get you a drink too.
Okay.
This super short gnome with wings just kind of like waves her hand at the bartender and holds up two, and the bartender nods and starts pouring out some drinks.
See, what did I tell you, Izzy? This is a great place.
I'll save my reservations until after I try the stew.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, you want stew? Hey, bartender, two stew, radish, the best!
Thank you. And we go over and find a table.
Gabriella, you have been here before. It's not your normal aunt. But you do know that this is one of those taverns that are considered a recruitment bar or a recruitment tavern. If you're sitting in the middle, you're here for a good time. But on the outskirts, you see a lot of people mumbling to each other or lightly laughing or possibly like moving coins around. You also see the catfish gang and another gang that you haven't really quite gotten the name of because they're kind of new. They kind of keep changing their names, something about like Red Sun or Blue Moon or something like that. They keep changing their name, but you know that they are on opposite territories, but you do see them exchanging words in a pleasant way. This kind of tavern has a very strict business only, but no business of killing or harming, or if you cause a ruckus, you're going to get thrown out. Kind of a thing, like that one guy did. So, business but no business, you know. So, are you going to sit in the middle or are you going to sit on the sides?
I think we're going to be on the edge.
Of glory?
The edge of glory.
And I'm hanging on a moment with you.
Yes, I think we'll be on the edge of the center. Because we are there to celebrate good fortune and...
And maybe find some people trustworthy... Who can...
trustworthy.
Well, trustworthy enough.
You hear that, Lorena? You're trustworthy.
Izzy just kind of puts her head in her hands. I just mean I don't want to be double-crossed.
Well, more likely just to cross you once.
Okay.
Yeah, double-crossing means they'll come back at you. They'll cross you once and then cross back to your side.
No, it's true. There's a point with that. It's all about politics.
You know politics, do you?
Nope.
Good, neither do I. I'll drink to that.
So your two drinks get set in front of you. That really short gnome is also like kind of hanging around you still. It hasn't left you alone yet.
Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
I don't remember. Are you that plastered? This person's out of it.
Oh, no.
I think it's like Soraya, Sorja, Serena.
Serena?
Yeah. Oh.
Well,
my parents went through a lot of names before they named me.
Well, they settled on a perfect one.
Serena.
It fits you just so.
Thanks.
Well, Serena, please take a seat. You know, we're glad for your company. Thank you very much. You've been very generous.
She tries to sit and then just falls off. And the moment she lands on the ground, she's asleep.
See? Great folk here.
Maybe let's not invite her on our trip.
The soups get set in front of you as well.
I try some of the soup.
It's passable. Okay.
Well.
It's radish soup.
I had it on good authority, but.
Maybe it's the best menu item on their menu.
That's fair. That's fair.
Can I have all of you do a perception check, please?
9.
Izzy is very much on edge and looking at everything very closely. Like, she has taken a sip from her drink, kind of given up on the soup. So she's very much paying attention. Rolled a 17.
We're starting off strong. Natural 20 for 22. Hey.
Oh, 22.
Okay.
Streak's even more on top of it than Izzy.
We'll get back to you in a second, Streak.
Ooh.
Izzy, you're looking around. There's clearly shady stuff going on. Like, that's not getting past you. So what do you do, Gabrielle?
I'm just upset about this stew. I'm just, I was so looking forward to this. Thomas said it was going to be good.
Well, maybe Thomas has varying opinions of what is good.
Yeah, I mean, he does really like radishes. But anyways, it's fine. Maybe they've got some good desserts.
I think I'm good.
If you want, you can stay here. I'm going to do the rounds a little bit. See if I can maybe drum up some business.
I'll be on watch if you want to leave any of your stuff here so that no one pickpockets you or something.
I don't carry a lot of things around with me, but...
That's good then. I have my scimitars and all of my gear, probably. I'm sure Jaden wouldn't let Izzy leave the shop without it.
Gabriella is going to down a substantial part of her drink and then make her way to the edges of the room, looking if anyone has ship experience and is up for making a trip to Titanian.
Go ahead and roll a perception check. And Izzy, as Gabrielle's going around, you hear her telling tales of the slobber jockey, and you see about 4 or 5 people just kind of casually watching her as she goes around the room. Takes you a moment, but you realize that they're probably bouncers. They look as shady as everybody else, but that's probably on purpose. What did you roll, Gabriella?
It has not changed. I am still at a 9.
For persuasion?
You asked me perception.
Oh, I'm sorry. Persuasion.
Okay, that makes way more sense. I was just like, I don't know why you're asking me perception.
Again. You're perceiving who to talk to. Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's persuasion.
That is a 23.
You have a lot of people who are interested in you.
Mm.
Lots of eyes are turning. Lots of heads are turning. And they're really enjoying your stories. A lot of them are saying, oh yeah, I totally have ship experience.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, and you can tell just by looking at them that they've never lifted an oar. So you are definitely gaining the room. A lot of people are now really focused on you, so you're doing a very good job of that. Unfortunately, a lot of them are not really trained.
Yeah, she's like, okay, well. So she may shift tactics a little bit and, you know, looking around, and I'll get back to you on this one. And oh yeah, hey, you know, it's great. But keep an eye out, keep an ear out. I've got this big deal going on in midsummer. I want to see you there. Oh, hey, you bring that face. It's a lucky face there.
Also bring the family.
And you have a lot of people's attention for that. Go ahead and add just add +1 rep for Seedy Tavern. Streak, you rolled a natural 20.
I did.
As Gabrielle is doing the rounds, you do see the bouncers are definitely keeping an eye on her because very charismatic people can very easily be jumped or very easily jump others.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear.
She is somewhat of a charlatan.
But you notice in the center, somebody has locked eyes on her and and has watched her ever since she walked in. As she's gone around the room and all the eyes have gone with her and she's starting to change tactics, the person stands up, pays their bill, and walks out. Go ahead and do a history check.
Okay. Oh, that's not great.
Is it the ale clouding your memory?
Well, I rolled a 2 for a total of 1.
Oh.
Laytown may have been your hub for a little bit. You're still not entirely sure, like, where the factions are, though. It seems that the factions here ebb and flow.
Change your flag every other week makes it hard to keep track of who's who.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the point.
You think you've seen this person in this tavern before. However, they've always been very lively. This is very strange. They weren't laughing. They weren't joking. They were just eyes locked on her.
I'm going to look at my companions and I'll throw a couple silver on the table and say,
have a couple drinks on me. I'm gonna turn in for the night, maybe go drum up some other business, and kind of motion over to Gabriella, who is wandering about saying, ah, yes, money, looking for sailors. Streak, having no sailing experience whatsoever. Also overheard they're going to Titanian, and that's kind of a direction he is interested in going, so... going to take a route staggering around Izzy just to scope out, not necessarily like...
Is that around as in towards or around as in avoiding?
Around as in towards, as in making a staggering drunk pass to get a gauge of Izzy. And I want to be abundantly clear, Strieg is not currently drunk.
He just looks it.
Correct.
So what exactly are you trying to look at for Izzy? Like an insight, or do you want to do an investigation?
An insight check would be pretty good, just to try and get a pass and maybe a gauge of character. And also, because is new to the tavern, if certain eyes are in Izzy's direction, maybe bump Izzy in such a way that eyes will go in the vicinity of, oh, that person's watching me.
Go ahead and do an insight.
I'm pretty decent at those. Not if you roll a 5, though.
Oh.
But plus 5, that's a 10.
What would you get from a 10?
She has her fingers touching her arm bracers, kind of twisting them around. It seems like it might be like a nervous habit almost. But she does have her eyes set on the rest of the tavern, just keeping an eye out for people. You see this nervous energy hidden within her. And maybe you see a little bit of sparks at her fingertips.
Interesting. Would you say that Izzy definitely spots the drunken dwarf staggering across the room? Almost in a strange beeline towards you?
If you're not being subtle about it, yes.
Am not. Gonna do kind of a stagger into the table and chair, like...
you okay there?
I'm good. Heavy pat of a hand on your shoulder and make the way across to Gabriella.
Huh. Weird.
Say, friend, heard you're looking for sailors.
I am.
I'm not a sailor.
That's kind of about what I gathered, but do you know the area up there?
I have never been to Titanian.
Okay.
I am from around Titanian.
Around in the...
In the nothing?
Around in what sense?
Oh, I grew up around it. Mountains, trees, lots of climbing, lots of falling.
Definitely know all to that things about the trees and the mountains, right, and the climbing. Right.
And the drinking. Yep.
Have you had any of their brews?
Oh, of course. The sunrise bubbles, I don't like it. It gives me indigestion.
No,
but the orange at the very beginning, and then the smooth, creamy finish. Oh.
In the background, Izzy's at the table, just trying to gesture to Gabriella, like, no, no, not that guy.
This may be a little odd. I potentially ask for an insight check from Gabriella?
I'm very
sure. What
this.
You looking for?
Are you requesting one, or are you wanting to do one on her?
I am requesting one to see if Gabriella can tell that this is a bit, and this man is not actually drunk.
Well, you can request all you want, but
No, that's fine.
No, it's about right. Got a 2.
Okay. All right, that's
fine. Yeah, he is plastered. He's about ready to go the way of the gnome with the wings.
That is a fantastic drink.
In fact, he's looking a little green.
As part of the act, Strieg is going to, like, reach up and put a hefty paw up on Gabriella's shoulder and kind of stagger in such a way that Gabriella bends down closer to Strieg.
She's not much taller than you, likely.
Strieg is going to act like he's losing his balance and grab you for support and bring you in close. And as he does so, he's going to whisper to you in a very undrunk voice.
There was a man in the middle of the bar watching eyes for you. He paid his tab and left. You might be in danger. Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, you're fine. Oh, you're good here. Come back over to my table here.
You buying a drink?
I think we can get you set up with something.
Good.
We'll come sit down, and as we're walking over there, and it's like, what did he look like?
Strieg will start telling a story about his cousin and how his dark hair was always covered in mud, or and give like a weird description in a story form.
Mm-hmm.
And this person was a dwarf.
Which makes it even better, my cousin.
Mm-hmm. By his description, is it anyone that I recognize?
Go ahead and do a history check, and Streak, if you want to aid her with your story.
Absolutely.
So that grants me advantage?
Yes.
Okay. I do have a +5 to history. But it doesn't do you any good when you roll 2 sixes.
Oh, no.
Well, hold on. So that gives me an 11. I'm going to use my power token.
Hey.
Yes.
For a
16.
With a 16, Astrid is talking about it. He mentions something about how his cousin always liked to go sparrow hunting, preferred the black ones.
Mm.
And Strieg, you saw just a little like emblem on the back of his shirt that was like a black sparrow.
Oh, those sparrows. Pesky, pesky sparrows.
Right, always getting into the bird feeder. Made grandma so angry.
Makes lots of people angry. I think things would be a lot better without them.
What?
Streak had the thread, and then he lost it.
And at this point, this person has been gone for about 10 minutes.
As he, this kind fella gave us some advice, and I think it's probably about time that we head on out.
He gave you advice?
Yep.
Like actual good advice and not just drunk advice?
Both. You know, that's how it goes.
That's what you do for friends, and throws an arm around Izzy.
Izzy just kind of freezes in place.
You're going to get shocked, friend.
What?
And immediately grasping it, or grasping Doc.
You're grasping shock him right there.
Shock and grasp, that thing.
Oh, no. Okay.
I have
please,
to roll.
Please, yes.
Okay.
I have to roll the hit first. That's a nat 20.
Oh, no. Okay, roll your damage, please.
Did that happen the last time?
Oh, you did to Mickey as well.
I regret nothing.
Well, that's what happens when you touch people who don't like to be touched.
Oh, wait. I
consent
need
is appropriate.
Oh, man. One of those is an 8. Now all the rest are ones.
Oh.
That's an 11 points of lightning damage.
There's a shock and smoke rising from Strieg in his beard. Slowly takes the hand back.
Right. I'm sober.
Those four people you recognize as bouncers immediately swarm you and say, no fighting in the tavern, and they grab all three of you and start dragging you out the door.
Wait, no, my flagon!
No!
They throw your flagon out with you.
Yeah, Street, you look back to your companions and they're like, bye.
Gabriella just waves. It's like, thank you all so much. You've been a great crowd. I'll see you all at Glamourfest.
Were we already distributed our payment?
I put down cash for getting a drink for...
Okay,
okay. Yeah, that's covered. It's square. Assuming you're already squared up or your friends will take care of it.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I left them some silver for a drink, so I'll just wave pitifully at them as I leave.
My new dice love me. It rolled a nat 20 on its first roll.
There you go.
I'm sorry, it was against a fellow player character, though.
I couldn't have asked for a better introduction.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you guys are literally thrown out on the street.
I tumble, roll for a bit, and do like a little pop, and I'm back on my feet, kind of stumbling forward.
Did you land 1 foot in a barrel?
Boy, I hope not.
No.
I would like to turn and shout back at the bouncers,
that was not very nice.
Neither is fighting in our pub.
We were just saying hello.
The door slams.
Gabriel stands up and is like, okay, well, that's, let's see, about 6 this week.
I'm sorry, what, Gabriella?
I live a lively life.
Only six?
I know, I'm slipping.
You really are.
Yeah.
Okay, I am not used to this kind of life. I will admit, I run an establishment of decent reputation.
It's very respectable.
What are you doing on this side of town?
Looking for people to help with a job in Titanian.
Oh, what a coincidence. I need to go to Titanian.
Are you always drunk?
I suppose that depends.
I don't think he's drunk now.
Really? He looks drunk.
If I was drunk, could I do this?
And I will uncork my drinking gourd, take a swig from it, and walk in a straight line.
I don't know if that's a good test or not.
So as you walk in a straight line, you hear, shoop. A crossbow bolt sinks into the plank right in front of your feet.
I immediately summon Dora.
Gabriella, you hear a familiar-ish voice. Gabriella, hi. We've been looking for you. The ever-burning torches are glowing, and from underneath one, you see somebody that you recognize who hung around Nicholas. You do know that they were both part of the Black Sparrow gang, and she's holding a crossbow. How long has it been?
It's been so long, I figure we might as well just leave it, and we'll be on our way.
You see four people step out, and then a couple seconds later, you see another two step out. They're like in a semicircle around you. And Gabriella, does a 20 hit you?
It does. Hits most people.
With a 20, you feel a pinprick on your neck. It stings, like, think of a wasp sting, but multiply that by 10.
Mm-hmm.
You're blinded for a second by the pain, and then what does magic feel like when it's coursing through your body?
Coursing is about the right word. It feels like the river of the valley itself, coursing and pounding and swirling and pushing through her veins. It's a force. There is a rhythm and a melody to it. It is music, it is power, it is energy.
After the blindingness goes away, the melody stops. And that connection to your grandmother severs.
She gasps and doubles over.
Gabriella, are you okay?
Something got me. And she turns and tries and turns around behind her, and what she would normally throw, a blast of eldritch power behind her.
And nothing happens. Do you have something dealing with merchants? This is David's favorite. Mercantilism.
I do not have a mercantilism skill. Although I really ought to.
It's okay. Izzy ought to as well.
It would be intelligence and proficiency.
Yeah. Do you intelligence and proficiency? Normally I would say an advantage, but add a +2 to whatever you rolled.
I rolled a natural one.
Oh, no.
This is not Gabriella's night.
Gabriella's no good, very bad night.
Yes. I have not rolled above a 10.
Gabriella, if you were not panicking, you might be able to figure out what's going on. However, the loss of magic flowing through your veins has completely thrown you into a panic. You don't feel your grandmother's presence around you. You don't even feel connection to your boat.
Izzy, get away. Go.
No, I am staying and protecting you. You all need to back off. This is not a fight you need to have tonight. I'm going to see if they'll let us move past.
The woman in front of you with the crossbow glass. Well, all she has to do is just hand over the map and everything will be all right, we will leave you alone.
I don't know what map you're talking about, but this is not a place for us to have this kind of discussion. So if you excuse us, we'll be leaving.
I don't think so.
Izzy draws her scimitars.
Is this the night of the midnight sprint?
And with that, we're going to end our session.
Oh, no! Hey. Shoot. Man! Ah! So good!
I wanted Streak to just run over, grab Gabriella, and just sprint off into the darkness.
You could still do that.
Yeah.
You are surrounded by 7 people, FYI.
That's a few more than I'd like to fight.
Anyway, thank you for listening, everyone, and we will see you next time.
Yay!
Bye!
Power Word Crit is directed by Corin Sparks and edited by Ashlyn McGregor. If you enjoyed our episode, tell your favorite kobold about us. Follow us on Facebook, tweet us at Power Word Crit, send us an email at powerwordcrit@gmail.com, and check out our website, powerwordcrit.com, for character art and bios.